Hey everyone, it's Jordy K here, and welcome to G's Podcast. I'm a grade 12 student at St. Maximilian Kolbe Catholic High School. I'm 18. I love playing soccer, and I love listening to music. Some of my favorite rappers are A$AP Rocky, Flatbush Zombies, and Lil Wayne. Okay, enough about me. Today's podcast episode, we will be talking about the human condition. This is one of the themes that has been covered in my grade 12 English class, and I'd like to dive into it a bit further. For me, the human condition means that all human beings have similar experiences. Who agrees with me? Send me a shout out. I can view my listeners, so if you like what you hear, send me a thumbs up. We're all born, and we are all going to die. Almost everyone falls in love at least once in their lifetime. We all struggle with life choices and struggle with important decisions. At the core, aren't we all the same? That's the human condition. We all experience joy and pain of family relationships, whether you're rich or you're poor. We all make friends, have adventures, and we all learn about the good and the bad in life, and a lot of us will work to make a living for ourselves. To me, that is the human condition. Let's see what the dictionary says. I'm going to reach out to some of you, my listeners, my friends, to join my podcast and give me the definition. Let me send out a message. Oh, okay. Kathy D. sent in a message. According to dictionary.com, the human condition is the positive and negative aspects of existence as a human being, especially the inevitable events such as birth, childhood, adolescence, love, sex, reproduction, aging, and death. There you go. Exactly what I said. Okay, I'm back. My theme for today's podcast is talking about the human condition. As I mentioned, I'm a grade 12 student, and while talking about the human condition, our human experiences, I can't help but to think about some of the books we have studied in my English class. In King Lear, for example, Shakespeare does a good job in showing the human character and the human experience. To me, it was such a tragic story. You have this old King Lear who loses his kingdom, his family, the people he loves most in the world, and you can pretty much say he also loses a roof over his head. He loses everything. He went from king of an empire with a pretty sound mind who's basically planning to retire and divide his kingdom between his three daughters. But then he demands that each daughter declare their love for him, and the one that loves him the most will get a bigger share of the kingdom. The two older sisters are fine with this, but Cordelia, his favorite daughter, refuses to. She feels she shouldn't have to publicize and declare her love for her father. I personally feel Cordelia believes she showed her dad her love through actions, not just her words. So because of this, he gives Cordelia nothing. Kent tries to defend her, when in Act 1, Scene 1, he says, "Think'st thou that duty shall have dread to speak when power to flattery bows?" Then King Lear also banishes Kent. Here's where I think Shakespeare is showing us the human condition. I'm sure a lot of us have seen this before. Is Lear just an old, selfish leader used to getting his own way all the time? Or is he suffering from mental illness? Even Kent says, "Yet he hath ever but slenderly known himself." That shows that he believes there have been signs in the past that Lear might be slowly suffering and slipping into mental illness. Another example in King Lear. What about the evil Edmund, the illegitimate son of the Earl of Gloucester? He thrives on the fact that King Lear has fallen from grace and he's using that to get himself ahead. He tells so many lies to make his brother look bad in front of his father and get him to leave Edgar out of an inheritance. King Lear and Edgar are both banished. Kent is banished, Cordelia as well. Gloucester gets blinded by Cornwall. Gloucester realizes his son Edgar did nothing wrong when he says, "I stumbled when I saw." Again, human condition and the ups and downs of life. King Lear is reunited with Cordelia when she comes back to take her part of the kingdom. King Lear finds calmness and peace from his mental issues. But Shakespeare once more reminds us about the human condition, and Lear and Cordelia are captured, and evil Edmund has Cordelia killed. Lear dies of grief. Brutal. Out of all the plays I've read by Shakespeare during my 4 years in English class at St. Mac's, I think King Lear is his best display of how he understood human nature and the psychology of people and the human condition. Actually, right now in my English course, we're reading Jane Eyre by Charlotte Bronte. I think this book is a good read, and the author talks about the human condition because she has characters in her book that represent freedom and others that feel alone or like prisoners in their society. The character Jane Eyre, for example, shows her freedom of speech. Helen Burns shows spiritual freedom. What about Bertha Mason? She's stuck in her own mind. That's like imprisonment. And Miss Reed, she's imprisoned by her emotions. All these are great examples of the human condition because they relate to real life. You can say a lot of us are imprisoned in ourselves in a way, or in our communities, or in today's society. So again, this author does a good job in portraying the human condition, just like Shakespeare did in King Lear. So that's my podcast for today. I hope you've enjoyed hearing my thoughts and opinions about the human condition. This is Jordy K, signing off.